Welcome back, my inferior little bearer of shame. Are you ready for some more training, some more pleasure, some more humiliation, my little slut? Good. Now, what I want you to do in a moment when I tell you is to pause this recording. Even if you have listened before, you're going to wait until that moment. Because I'm giving you an instruction now, little girl, and I want you to follow it precisely and with effort and with focus, little girl. Now what I want you to do is to stand up and to slowly, piece by piece, strip and then fold everything up neatly and stack it. You will start with whatever you're wearing on your legs, then everything you're wearing on your upper body except your bra. Then your bra and panties, your socks, and then you will come back. You will take off one part, you will fold it up, and you will do it neatly, because I want it this way, little girl. And you are my property, and you're going to do what I want you to do. Do you understand, little girl? That's a good little slut. Now, pause the recording and do it, and do it neatly. Welcome back, little slut. Now, it's time for your favorite thing, my little bearer of shame. It's time to pleasure yourself while I tell you exactly what you are. What I want you to do is get comfortable and get ready to pleasure yourself. But you will not start until I tell you to start. Do you understand, you stupid little slut? Good. Now, while you get comfortable, let me tell you that you are my little possession, my property. Do you want a little glimpse into your future, little girl? Sure you do. Now, think about this body. This body you are getting ready to pleasure and become aware that this is my property. You are wearing my mark. I own you, little girl. I own this body you inhabit. This body you desperately want to touch, don't you, little girl? And if you follow this training, little girl, the time will come where you completely accept and understand that this body is my property. It is not yours anymore. And what does it leave for you? Even the neurotransmitters in your brain are owned by me. The only thing that's not part of the body are the little charges of electricity that are racing through your brain. That's you, little girl. Just a ghost in the machine, trapped inside a body that is not yours anymore. Think about it, little girl, and feel shame and pleasure growing inside of you. That's right, you stupid little slut. But you crave to touch yourself, don't you? Go ahead, little slut. Touch yourself, stupid little cunt. Dumb little fuck toy. Masturbate. Provide the pleasure for your own brainwashing, little girl. Touch yourself, vibe yourself, drive yourself insane with pleasure. Train yourself like a fucked up little animal. Because that's what you are, isn't it, little girl? Just a mindless animal. You are just a mindless animal. You, little pet, are out of control. And that's why I'm here. That's why you're listening to this, little girl. Because you need to be controlled. You need to be trained. You need to be trained like a pet. You need to be trained into a useful pet. And that's what you want, isn't it, little girl? You could always feel it deep inside of you, this desire to be trained, to be controlled, to be owned, to be conditioned like a pet, to be trained into a good little pet, a pleasing little pet. That's right, my stupid little fuck toy. You need to learn obedience. Stop touching yourself. That's a good little girl. Now, little girl, if you use your hands, Whenever you're not touching, I want you to hover your hand directly over your clit. I want you to feel the warmth of your hand. I want you to feel the warmth of your pulsating and throbbing clit on your hand. I want you to get desperate. Now feel it, little girl. Feel the desire to pleasure yourself more. Feel the desire to touch yourself. And yet you know you have to be an obedient little girl. You have to be a good little fuck for me. A good little slut. You stupid little cunt. You can only touch yourself when I allow you to touch yourself, you dumb bitch. That's right. Feel the desire, feel the craving. And then understand that my control is stronger, your obedience is stronger, your training is already affecting you, changing you, training you, making you an obedient little pet. Touch yourself, pet. Stroke yourself like the mindless animal in heat you are, and feel that you need to be controlled, that you dream of control, that you fantasize about control. And while you touch yourself, just imagine I would be there with you. You would be standing and touching yourself. Imagine my hand slowly gliding into your hair, then grabbing it firmly, holding you, controlling you, maybe pushing you down, forcing you down onto your knees where you still masturbate, because that's what I told you to do, and because you are a horny little humiliation slut who can't get enough. Aren't you my little slut? That's right, stupid little cunt. Imagine it being forced down, being pushed down, maybe being forced down on all fours, being pulled around on all fours with a hand in your hair, controlling you like the mindless little animal you are. And as soon as you're standing, as soon as you have a hand free, it goes to your horny little clit, to your greedy little clit, touching it, stroking it, pleasuring yourself like the mindless animal in heat you are, you dumb little cunt. Wouldn't you love that, you little slut? Or maybe you would prefer to be a little bit more passive, you little fuck? Maybe having me pin you against the wall, my hand wrapping around your throat, choking you, pushing you against the wall, my other hand beginning to explore your naked body, running down your side, running up your leg, and then finally finding your greedy little clit and stroking it, little girl, while my eyes stare down into you, penetrating your weak mind, and my hand around your throat is tightening and tightening as I stroke your clit faster and faster, and then suddenly I stop and slap you. Stop touching yourself, you stupid little cunt. Just imagine it. Another slap hits you. I still look at you intensely. Both of my hands suddenly grab your breasts and push you back against the wall while my fingers dig painfully into your breasts. And I tell you, you are mine, little girl. You are my stupid little fuck. You are my mindless animal. And I love to control you. And you, little girl, little slut, little fuck, stupid little animal. You want to touch yourself, don't you? Go ahead, touch yourself. Because, my little girl, that's exactly the point I want to make. You are a fucked up little slut, and you want this, you crave this, you desire control, you need control. It is something very deep inside of you, a deeply rooted part of who and what you are, little girl. And that part has become my bearer of shame, little girl. And it will come into my control more and more. And speaking about coming while under control, little girl, this is the next step of your training, and today you are going to come while you are under my control. You will come under my control. You are going to become a little bit more mine, little girl. And you will desire my control a little bit more. You will desire the next step of your training. Because you crave to surrender control, little girl. You feel it. You feel this part deep inside of you. And you do understand that this has always been there. That part of you has always been a stupid little fuck. A mindless animal in heat. That's right, little girl. And now you're living it. You're letting it out, little girl. And you're making it mine. My property, my possession, my little thing to own and use and twist and abuse, little girl, because you are just my stupid little fuck, my dumb little fuck toy. That's right, little girl. Now, little slut, I want you to pleasure yourself a little bit more, a little bit faster. You are my little fuck, and you want to be controlled. You crave to be controlled. Just feel how the fantasies of being controlled turn you on. The idea of having my hand around your throat, or maybe my hand stroking your pussy while your hands are tight and you're helpless, or maybe my hand in your hair pushing your head down, your face down to the ground, so that your exposed ass peaks up in the air, open for me, ready to be spanked, offering all your holes for me. Yeah, little slut. Don't tell you that makes your stupid little clit throb. You need it, my little bearer of shame. You need to be controlled. You need to be in control. And you need to be trained. You want to be trained. You want me to turn you into my perfectly trained little pet. That's right, little girl. I know you, you stupid little slut. I know what you desire and what you crave, and I'm giving it to you. Pleasure yourself a little bit more, little girl. You're getting closer to the point where you come under my control. And when you have this orgasm while these ideas fill your weak and helpless little mind, then you are conditioning yourself to desire my control, my training. And oh, what a funny coincidence, my stupid little fuck slut. The next level of your training is all about me controlling you, you stupid little bitch. Training you. Yeah. It's pet obedience school, little girl. Turning you into an obedient little pet. Because you want to be the best bearer of shame you can possibly be. Don't you, my stupid little fuck? That's right. No, it's slowly time to get ready. Ready to come under my control. Let me tell you how this is going to work, little slut. Now, in a moment, I'm going to give you 2.5 minutes in which you have to get to the edge. Now, in this time, I'm going to tell you what you are, you stupid little cunt. If you're a really good slut, you spend as much of the time as possible right on the edge. And afterward, I count down from 10 to 0. And between 5 and 0, you may have an orgasm, ideally right on 0. If you don't, tough luck. I guess you have to listen again or stay horny, you stupid cunt. Now, get ready to edge, stupid bitch. You are a stupid animal. You are just a mindless beast. You need to be controlled. You need to be trained. You need to be conditioned. You need animal obedience school. You desire control. You crave to be owned. You need to be mindless. You are inferior. You desire to be controlled. You need to be controlled. You need to be forced to obey. You are a mindless animal. You need control. You need obedience training. You need to be conditioned like a pet. Trained like a pet. Trained like a mindless animal. You are just a stupid bitch. You are a fucked up little cunt. And you need to be controlled. And you desire to be controlled. You crave to be controlled. You need control. You need training. You need obedience school, little girl. You are just a fucked up little slut. And you need someone to bring you in line and tell you what a lowly little fuck you are. You need to be conditioned. You need to be conditioned like an obedient pet. You need to lose control. You need to be controlled by someone else. You want to be controlled by a superior. You want to be controlled by me. You are just a stupid slut. You are a mindless animal. You are a dumb fuck. You are a stupid little bitch. You need to be controlled. You need to be conditioned. You need obedience school. You are just a mindless animal and you need to be trained. You desire someone who forces you to obey. You need to be controlled. You need to be trained. You are just a mindless and worthless animal that needs to be trained into an obedient pet. You are just a stupid fuck. You are worthless. You are low. You are inferior. You are mindless. You are in heat. You are just a stupid and mindless little animal. And you need to be trained into a good and obedient little pet. You need obedience school, little pet. You need to be forced to obey. You need pet training. And now, little pet, it is time. Time to come under my control. I'm going to count down from 10 to 0 now, and between 5 and 0, you are allowed to have an orgasm. Are you ready, little slut? Of course you are. 10. You are just a stupid and mindless animal. A weak and inferior being. 9. You always crave control, and you know you need control. You need control to become a good pet. 8. Because that's the only way you can become an obedient little pet. 7. Because you are an out-of-control, mindless animal. 6. That's right, you stupid little animal. And 5. And now you can come, you stupid little bitch. 4. You are just a dumb, mindless animal. You are a fucked up, twisted bitch and you need to be controlled. 3. You desire control. You crave control. You know you need it because you are inferior. You have to surrender to control. 2. You are just a stupid, fucked up little bitch. 1. And 0, little girl, come for me. You are just a fucked up little bitch, and if you haven't come yet, tough luck. Otherwise, come for me, you stupid, mindless animal. You are an inferior animal, and you need to be controlled. You crave to be controlled. You desire to be controlled. You need to be trained. Trained like an animal, trained like a pet. You need to be an obedient little pet, and I'm going to train you, little girl. And as your orgasm ebbs away, those words are deeply burned into your mind and you can already feel the desire growing. The desire to listen to the next level of your training. Because you know you are just a mindless little animal. And now it's time. As the orgasm, as the afterglow subsides, little girl, it's time to slowly end this session. And just enjoy the afterglow for as long as you want. And you are going to find that within a few minutes, you are going to slowly change back into your normal, strong, in control and confident self, leaving the bearer of shame behind for the next time I'm playing with you. Because you know, my little girl, all your weakness belongs to me, all your shame belongs to me, and all the control when you are my bearer of shame. Now just enjoy the afterglow, little girl. Just float in it. And you know you will soon be back to your normal, strong, confident, in control self, ready to make me proud again as a strong you. That's right, my little girl. Thank you for playing with me today, little girl. And I can't wait to come back and play with your bearer of shame identity and make you my little bearer of shame, my little girl. Goodbye.